Excalibur by Jenny Dooley. An Express Publications graded reader at level 3. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. The Lady of the Lake. Merlin closed his eyes and pointed his finger at another mountain of rocks. They exploded into 1,000 pieces. When he opened his eyes, all he could see was blue sky. Everything round him was empty and silent. The trees, the hills, the lakes. Slowly, a voice reached Merlin's ears. It was Uther, the King of England, speaking in his castle miles away. Merlin was a magician with special powers to see, hear, and know all things human. Merlin took a magic crystal ball from the long blue robe he always wore. He wanted to see Uther in the magic ball, talking to his brother in the castle. Uther was a strong man who had won many battles, yet England was still divided by many wars.
I have won enough battles to rule 1,000 countries, yet England stands divided. What else must I do?
Using his magic power again, Merlin shut his eyes, and when he opened them again, he was in Uther's castle, hiding behind a wall. He came out when Uther's brother had gone. Uther was not surprised to see Merlin, as his magic was respected and feared throughout the land.
Merlin, why do you appear now when I wish to be alone?
Because I believe I can help you.
How? No one can stop our people fighting each other.
Excalibur can.
Uther was puzzled.
What is Excalibur?
Merlin became very serious.
Excalibur is the most powerful sword in the world. Whoever owns it cannot be killed or lose a battle.
Give it to me. I must have it.
It is not only mine to give. The Lady of the Lake must feel that you deserve it.
Uther asked to be shown the Lady of the Lake so he could prove himself to her. Merlin agreed. He took Uther to a dark valley far from the kingdom, in which lay a crystal lake. Uther and Merlin stood in front of the still water of the deep lake. They stared at their reflections in its mirror-like surface.
You must promise me something if I allow you to take Excalibur from the lake.
Say it, and it is yours.
I want your firstborn child.
Uther looked at himself in the lake. He saw himself killing men and ruling with a power that had never been seen before. Since he had no children, it did not seem a great deal to ask. He gave Merlin his word of honor. The water before them began to stir. A woman's figure appeared below the surface of the water. Her hands rose from the water, holding the gold handle of the silver sword called Excalibur.
Take it, Uther. It is yours if you want it.
Uther stepped into the water, taking the magnificent sword into his hands. When he touched it, he was filled with a strange energy. He held it up to the sky, admiring the reflections of light on its silver surface. Merlin watched the Lady of the Lake disappear below the dark, mysterious water. He knew he must watch over the use of Excalibur, as the Lady of the Lake trusted him.
You've made a promise, Uther. Do not forget what it is.
Yet Uther had already forgotten. All he could think of as he looked at his face reflected in the sword was how strong and powerful he would become.